Walker's latest campaign finance report showed he transferred $100,000 to his legal defense fund. The report he filed about a month ago showed a $60,000 transfer. Walker says the money is being used to cooperate with the investigation and to look through hundreds of thousands of documents.
I don't think the taxpayers of this state want the governor spending hours, if not days, going through the details of that. That's what we have counsel to do and to look through that. That's what we're doing right now.
But Democratic gubernatorial candidate Tom Barrett, who has made the John Doe his primary line of attack against Walker in the recall campaign, said all the money the governor was spending on lawyers only raised more questions.
We're not talking about a parking ticket. There's something going on here. You're paying high-priced federal criminal defense attorneys $300, $400, $500 an hour. I don't even know how much you pay them. He's doing that because there is something he is concerned about.
Former high-level Walker aides Tim Russell and Kelly Rindfleisch have both been charged in the John Doe, Russell with embezzling and Rindfleisch with illegal campaigning. Rindfleisch's attorney told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and WisPolitics yesterday that she was among several people whose homes were raided in connection with the probe. Also on that list was Brett Davis, now Governor Walker's Medicaid director. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.